Let us breathe together, breathing in. I feel alive. Breathing out, I smile to life inside of me and around me. Feeling alive, smiling to life. Good morning, dear Sangha. Today is Wednesday, August the 10th in the year 2011, and we are on our third day of the retreat, Awakening the Heart. Correct? When you love someone, you would like to offer him or her something, right? When you love, you want to give. And you should have something to give because you love someone and you want to offer him or her something. And what is that something? I know a young man of 11. His father is extremely rich. He's a businessman. Very wealthy. And that morning he asked his son, "Darling, tomorrow will be your birthday, right? Do you want something? I'll buy it for you." Of course, the father loves the son and he would like to give something, a birthday present. But the young man did not know how to answer. He did not need anything. He had plenty of toys. He did not need anything. He knew that his father is extremely rich and could afford to buy him anything, including an electric train, something like that. But he did not feel that he needed anything. So he could not answer. He was a little bit confused because he did need something, but he could not find it out. But that something is not something you can buy from the market. And after thinking, he found it out that he needs his father, because his father is very busy. His father is a successful businessman. And he's so occupied. He did not have the time for himself. He didn't have the time for his wife and his child. He's not available to himself. He's not available to his wife and his son. And that is why the son suffers. He has a father, but he does not feel that he has a father because his father is extremely busy, although very rich, quite powerful, but very busy. And his father is very seldom at home. And even when he was home, he's not truly there. His mind is thinking of something else. His business, his success. So that time when he was sitting there, but he's not really there. So the young man felt very lonely. He needed his father. When you love someone, you need him or her close to you. But his body is there, but his mind is not there. So that is the suffering of our young man. And after some kind of reflection, he found it out. And he said, "Daddy, what I need is you. I don't need anything you buy from the market. I need you. You are so occupied, so busy." In a Buddhist teaching, the most precious thing you can give to the person you love is your presence, yourself, your lovely presence, your fresh, pleasant presence. When you love someone, you have to be there for him or for her. Think about it. How can you love if you are not there? So my definition of love is to be there. And to be, that is a big thing. How to be truly there? And Buddhist meditation can help you to be truly there. And if his father knew something about meditation, he would know how to be there for his son. He would stop his thinking. He would breathe in mindfully and breathe out mindfully and smile. And it takes only 5 seconds, 7 seconds, in order for him to bring his mind back to his body and be completely in the here and the now for his son. So if that businessman knew the practice, he would stop his thinking, he would breathe in mindfully, and in no time at all, he's there. And he can look into the eyes of his boy and say, "Darling, I'm here for you." And that's the biggest, the most precious gift that you can offer to the person you love. Remember, when you love someone, you should be there for him or for her. You should make yourself available to him or to her. That's the best gift, present, that you can make to him or to her. So in Plum Village, we practice the first mantra. Mantra is a kind of magic formula that when you pronounce, it will create a miracle. And the first mantra of Plum Village, the children like it very much because they can practice it very easily. It is like this: "Darling, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Darling, I'm here for you. Father, I'm here for you. Mother, I'm here for you. Daughter, I'm here for you." It's easy. But in order for the mantra to work, you have to be there, because "I'm here" is not a declaration, it is a practice. You have to be really there, otherwise you are not telling the truth. Sometimes your body is there, but your mind is not there. You cannot say that you are there. Your father is sitting there, His body is there, but he is absorbed in his business, his worries, his thinking. And you don't feel that he is there for you. You may like to approach him. You may like to pat on his shoulder and say, "Anybody home?" There's a house, but there's nobody in the house. So that would help your father to go home to himself and become available to you. And then when your father wake up, and your father has brought his mind back to his body, he will look at you, he recognize you there, and you, he will look at you and say, "Darling, I'm here for you." So, "I am here for you" is a practice. And you can very successfully practice if you know how to breathe in mindfully. When you breathe in, if you don't think of anything, if you only pay attention to your in-breath, and then you bring your mind home to your body, and you are there. That is the miracle of being there. And that is performed with only one in-breath. Or you might like to practice walking meditation. If you make one step like this, breathing in, and pay attention to your step, and then you also bring your mind home to your body and become truly there. So one in-breath or one step is enough to make you available in the here and the now. And if you are truly there, you can offer your presence to the person you love. "Darling, I am here for you." I remember when I was in China, in a teaching tour, I also taught the children to practice the mantra in Chinese. And they do very well. They did very well. So today you might like to try it out. You go to your mother or your father. You breathe in mindfully, smiling, and you look into the eyes of your mother, and you say, "Mommy, you know something?" And then when she asks you what, and you say, "Mommy, I'm here for you." And that can make her happy, and you happy at the same time, very quick. This mantra, I guarantee that is effective. If you are truly mindful and concentrated, the mantra always works. It always works for that. "Darling, I am here for you." The father can practice it with his son or daughter. The daughter can practice with her father or young brother or mother. And that is Buddhist meditation. It's not difficult. The first mantra, "Darling, I'm here for you." And that present you cannot buy from the supermarket. You have to offer, to make it yourself, your presence. "I am" is a practice, not a declaration. There's a French philosopher, Descartes. He said, I think, therefore I am." I doubt very much that if he is lost in his thinking, he's really there. When you think too much, you are lost in your thinking, you are not there. So the truth is that "I think, therefore I am not there." So I'm not sure that the philosophers told us the truth. In fact, you have to stop the thinking in order to be truly there. Stop the thinking, just breathing. and focus your attention on your in-breath. The second mantra is equally effective. When you love someone, you value, you cherish his or her presence. You know that her presence is very precious for you. Imagine she's not there. She's dead. Or she's lost somewhere in the world. You suffer. But in this case, she's still there. He is still there alive for you. So that is a source of your happiness. Your beloved one is a source of your happiness. So the second mantra is to recognize his presence or her presence as something so precious to you. So the first mantra is to offer your presence. The second mantra is to recognize the presence of the other person, the person you love. It is like this, darling, I know you are there alive. And that makes me so happy. You know something? To love, to be loved, you feel that you are loved when the other person recognizes your presence. If the other person does not know that you are there, doesn't recognize that you are there, did not cherish your presence, did not value your presence, you don't have the impression that you are loved. Suppose he's driving his car and you are sitting next to him. He thinks of everything except you. You do not exist for him. His attention is elsewhere. So you are ignored by him. You don't have the feeling that you are loved. To be loved means to be embraced by the attention of the other person. The other person is aware that you are there as something very precious. So while driving, he can say, darling, I know you are sitting close to me, and I'm so happy. That is the second mantra. And that makes happiness possible right away. For you and for her, for him or for her. Again, this second mantra is very effective. And you don't need time. It can bring happiness right away. Darling, I know you are there. I am so happy. You recognize his or her presence. But you can recognize his or her presence only when you are truly there. So make your presence real first, and then you are qualified to recognize the presence of the other. You see, love always begins with yourself. If you are not there, how can you love? How can you recognize the presence of your beloved one? This is the Buddhist teaching on love. To be there, and to confirm, to recognize the presence of the other person. And the third, we have time today for the third mantra. The third mantra, you need it. When you notice that the other person suffers, something doesn't go well with him or her. And because you are there, because you practice the first mantra, you are truly there, and you know what is happening to him or to her. She does not feel well, she suffers. And because that is the person you love, you should do something in order to help him or her suffer less. And that is why we need the third mantra. The third mantra is like this. Darling, I know you suffer. That is why I'm here for you. When you suffer, and the person you love does not know it, you suffer more. But if your beloved is aware that you suffer less right away. So the third mantra can bring a relief very quickly. Even if you have not done anything to help him or her, just pronounce the third mantra and the other person suffer less right away. Darling, I know you suffer. That's why I'm here for you. So today, I hope the young people will discuss a little bit on this and apply this teaching. And you might like to try out this, at least the first two mantras today. And you can even use your telephone to practice the mantra. Because the other person might not be there in the retreat. And you breathe in and out mindfully in order to be truly there before you compose the number. And when on the other end you hear his voice and you say, "Darling, Daddy, I know you are there and I am very happy." We can make use of technology to practice Buddhist meditation also. You can send an email. Let us try these mantras today, and maybe tomorrow one or two of you will report to us about your practice, okay? So when you hear the small bell, you may like to stand up and bow to the Sangha and go out and continue your practice outside. Please join us for walking meditation in about 1 hour and a half. Have a good day.